This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Digital giant Oracle releases its profits report after the stock markets closed today. In the past, the company has made its money selling traditional hardware and software to businesses and governments, things like servers and databases. Some experts say Oracle's future is not cloudy, but in the so-called cloud. But as Gigi Dubin reports, smaller startups are already there.
One of the benefits of the cloud is that companies pay only for what they need.
If you do only get 10 users, you're only going to pay for enough infrastructure to support those 10 users. If you get 100,000, you're going to pay more, but you're going to have the ability to service those 100,000 users the way they expect to be serviced.
Scott Pierce launched a startup this year called 45,000 Feet. His company's mission is to convince businesses that they don't need a big room full of servers, which is a concept that goes directly against Oracle's business model. Krishnan Subramanian is a technology analyst. He says when it comes to shifting to the cloud, Oracle is way behind its competitors, even old-timers like IBM.
They are doing a catch-up game right now, and they have a long way to go before they can become a leader.
Oracle declined to comment for this story. Krishnan Subramanian says for now at least, the tech giant is bundling its cloud services so that customers also have to buy database software, which for Oracle is still where the money is. I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.